I want to give props to the governor, the present governor. As in, it's very easy to come to a place like Frederick Douglass, like Mr. Steele did 3 years ago, and make promises to kids, and actually have the kids say to him, I want to see your promises in writing, and have him respond, no, my word is my bond, and then never show up again. As opposed to having a leadership who shows up at the school, makes tough decisions about the budget, that preserves the advances that we have made, not only in the last year, but in years before, and that is really standing up for what needs to happen in education in the next few years in the state of Maryland. And that recognizes that the work is about hard work. It's not about knocking down people. And it's not about citing what has been done in the past is not done, been done in the past, and it's really about showing up. So, Mr. Governor, thank you for showing up, sir. And thank you for the hard decisions that you have made. Let's be very clear about who our friends are. And to Mr. Steele, I would like to ask the question of whatever happened to the new computers, whatever happened to the new carpet for the library, whatever happened to the new textbooks, whatever happened to the new cafeteria tables, and whatever happened to just showing up to see what is being done in Baltimore City today before you go on national TV and cast aspersions on parents, teachers, and students. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. You just apologize to Rush Limbaugh. I think you owe an apology to the children of Baltimore City. And I can tell you that in the last year, under our watch, the graduation rate for the city went up 14, for Frederick Douglass went up 14 points. So